I'm set for two ADKTs today. The first is ADKT 623. I believe that we have some speakers that have signed up down in Las Vegas. Is that correct, Justice Bell?
That is correct. We have a big crowd here today.
Okay. But before we get started, I know that the order that we filed in ADKT 623, or excuse me, not the order that we filed, but the ADKT was brought about by Justices Pickering and Stiglitz in regard to the Access to Justice Commission. I don't know if either of you want to. Justice Stiglitz pointed at Justice Pickering.
Sure. This ADKT was generated by the Access to Justice Commission and would allow lawyers who are retired to practice without continuing their CLE as long as they were doing so in furtherance of pro bono and association with a legal aid provider. It would open the door to more pro bono lawyers who have a lifetime of experience and at the same time not require them, if they just want to do some pro bono work, to adhere to the 10 or 12 hours of CLE credits. It was unanimously supported by the subcommittee and then vetted and unanimously brought forward by the Access to Justice Commission. And Justice Stiglitz and I are here in service of that vote. So,
Justice Stiglitz, anything to add?
Nope.
Okay. I will note as well that we did get three items of public comment that were sent to us in writing, one from Justice of the Peace Jennifer Richards in Reno Justice Court, one from Dan Curran in the Nevada Bar Association, and one from Gary Sutton, who is also a licensed attorney, and all those were in favor of what's being requested here. But Justice Bell, I also want to give an opportunity to our speakers, and I have three names listed. I don't know if there's more folks down there. It's not showing up on the video right now that may want to talk, but I have Brian Scott. Oh, now I can see some people. Mm-hmm. Brian Scott, Michael Wendelberger, and Gary Sutton. But obviously anybody else that wants to speak, we're going to give them an opportunity to do so as well. But let's start with Mr. Scott.
Good afternoon, Justices. Excuse my voice. I'm kind of running a little hoarse today. May it please the court, my name is Brian Scott. I've been a licensed attorney in Nevada for more than 33 years. I was the former Las Vegas City Attorney. I was the former president of State Bar of Nevada, the former president of the Clark County Bar Association, the former president of the Clark County Bar Foundation, and former president of the Las Vegas Chapter of the National Bar Association. I retired from the practice of law on August 10th, 2023. I became an inactive attorney on December 1st, 2024. Just very briefly, I just want to agree with the petition that was filed with the court on February 11th to amend SCR 49.1 to exempt inactive attorneys serving through an emeritus program pro bono for the annual from the annual CLE requirement. I raised this issue first with the Legal Aid of Southern Nevada during its emeritus luncheon last year for the reasons cited at pages 1 and 2 of the petition. One, that it's an impediment to those inactive attorneys who wish to serve the community in a volunteer capacity to service pro bono cases. Two, that it's expense and time consuming. And three, it's unnecessary given the fact that these attorneys will receive targeted training by the pro bono provider. Because of all of those, I would ask this court to grant the petition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Scott. Did anybody have any questions? No? No, you're okay, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Wendelberger.
Thank you, Justices. May it please the court. My name is Michael Wendelberger. I'm the Director of Pro Bono at Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada. We fully support the passage of ADKT 623. It will increase access to justice in our community. It will allow for greater access to experienced, compassionate pro bono volunteers. Last year, as Mr. Scott pointed out, we kicked off a new program called Legal Legends to encourage retired and experienced pro bono volunteers to get involved, to give back to the community. We had 30 people attend this event, and there was the participation, everybody was so motivated to get involved and do a pro bono case until we started talking about the CLE requirement. So out of those 30 individuals, after we started discussing that impediment, only three cases were placed at that initial kickoff event. Volunteers question, why do I have to do 13 hours if I only want to take one case or a few hours of Ask a Lawyer program? We're seeing our currently we have 12 emeritus pro bono volunteers, and we're seeing frustration on their end as they're required every year to take 13 CLE credits. So training is important, but this ADKT will allow us to focus the training on the areas that the attorneys are going to represent. This will allow the training to be targeted. For example, for our Children's Attorneys Project, no attorney can take a case until they take that initial introduction to CAP CLE. We also provide additional support, mentors. They can contact us if they have any question, sample pleadings. So we just want the training to be limited to what is needed on the area of law that they're taking. Because after 3 years, if you're emeritus attorney, right now you're going to take 39 of CLE credits when you may only have two CAP cases. So every attorney under the emeritus program right now, they have to obtain certificates of good standing from every jurisdiction that they practice. So the public is being protected. We know that every attorney that's involved, they're being vetted before they get that initial license. And right now we have attorneys who are retired with years and decades of experience who are not being utilized. And the waiver and the passage of this ADKT will bring us more in line with other states and allow us to expand the volunteer retired attorney involvement in our community and expand access to justice. So I'm happy to answer any questions at this time.
Mr. Wendelberger, this is Justice Lee. Would the emeritus attorneys be placed or covered under legal aid centers or the provider's malpractice insurance?
Thank you, Justice Lee, for your question. Yes, they would be covered by malpractice insurance.
Okay, yeah, that was all I had.
Any other questions?
I've got a question. You had indicated that LASN has their own training programs, and that's available to your emeritus attorneys, correct?
Yes, Justice. It is available, and it's actually required depending on the type of case that they take. So before they can take a CAP case, we require them to do that initial training.
Okay, and there's other providers out there, right? Legal aid providers. Do they also have those same type of programs that are offered?
Your Honor, I can't speak to every provider, but I do know that every provider does provide free CLEs to all of its volunteer attorneys on various areas that they cover. Okay. And that they do all as well provide the malpractice insurance coverage.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Justice.
Michael, thank you very much. Appreciate you coming in today and giving us some thoughts.
Great. Thank you.
And Gary Sutton.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. May it please the court, I'm Gary Sutton, Nevada Bar Number 15374C. I first of all want to, and I submitted written comments already, so I'll try not to be redundant. I want to express my thanks to the court for amending the current rule several years ago to permit attorneys like me who move here from other jurisdictions and are retired to take pro bono cases through the Legal Aid Center. It's enabled me to hopefully help a number of clients, and also it's certainly been a very rewarding experience for me. So I appreciate this this program. As for the pro bono requirement, I really don't think it's necessary. I'm only permitted to take cases in these very limited areas I've gotten a great deal of mentoring from other staff attorneys at the Legal Aid Office. They're very generous with their time. And I've also taken the CLE, the relevant CLE courses that are offered at the Legal Aid Center, which are very good. So I'll be happy to respond to any questions if you have any.
Does anybody have any questions? No? And we did get the written comments, Mr. Sutton. I appreciate those as well. And thank you for taking the time to work through Legal Aid.
Thank you.
Are there any other, we do not have any folks in Carson City, but are there any other folks in Las Vegas that wish to speak? Yes, Mr. Dreitzer.